The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Marcus Bailey. Marcus, thanks so much for taking some time, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the opportunity to come on.
So. Yeah, for sure. So we are here at Super Bowl 58. Obviously, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs here playing the San Francisco 49ers. Going into the year, the conversation was, hey, there's one team that could potentially take down the Kansas City Chiefs here this year. And that was the Cincinnati Bengals, obviously, with your track record going up against them. That sort of all stalled when we had the Joe Burrow injury. What was the mentality in the locker room when that came down and finding out that he was going to miss the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you have a guy like Joe Burrow, who is a generational talent and who has such an ability to be able to control the game and make the plays that he can make, it is a devastating blow for the locker room. So I think at first it was obviously everyone was upset about it, and it wasn't a good situation, but I think it was a testament to the type of guys and the character of the guys we have in the locker room that we were able to quickly switch that mentality and be able to rally around Jake, because we had a lot of belief in him. And, you know, Burrow was still there, and he was still being a leader for the team and be able to advocate and be able to give his take and his expertise to be able to kind of help everything still try to go along as smoothly as it could. So it was a tough, in short, it was a tough blow, but I think we did a good job of being able to bounce back from that and be able to push through adversity. And, you know, we were able to do some pretty good things with the Jake quarterback. So,
yeah, you say pushing through adversity. Often the biggest test for a head coach, right, is to kind of keep the team focused and centered. And I feel like Zach Taylor did that, at least from the outside. Zach Taylor did a fantastic job of keeping this team focused. What did you see from Zach specifically walking through that situation and prepping and getting Jake Browning ready to step in?
Well, I think the good thing about, you know, the guys that we have, and specifically Jake in this situation, I don't think that, you know, too much had to change. It didn't feel like, from my side being on defense, obviously I'm not in their meeting rooms, but it didn't feel like anything drastically changed.
Yeah.
I think that everyone was kind of anxious to see how it was going to go and how he was going to perform. I think the type of character, the type of person, the type of player that Jake is, from what we saw from him, just, kind of being the like backup and kind of scout team guy for a couple of years, and some preseason, the way that he's been able to play. I mean, we knew they could sling the ball and make all the throws and stuff. So I think that it was just like just trying to see how it was going to play out in real live game action. But I don't think anything crazy would change in terms of the preparation. Everything stayed according to protocol and according to routine. And I think that that's a testament to how the system is developed and how they run things in the quarterback room. And I'm not in there, but that's what it seems like they're able to. To be able to just not just plug and play, because Jake's, you know, not everyone can just come in and do what he did.
Right.
But testament to the coaches with Dan Pitcher and Ryan and all those guys, I think they did a good job. So I don't think there was any a misbeat at all.
Yeah. Coaching on one side of the ball with Zach Taylor, on the other side of the ball, Lou Anarumo has done a fantastic job of getting you guys prepped week in and week out. What has it been like to play under him for the past several years?
Yeah, it's been a really like educational kind of experience for me for the past few years, because when I was in college at Purdue, you played in the Big Ten. It's a very run heavy conference.
Yeah,
there a lot of some coverages that I had to learn how to play in the NFL that I like conceptually obviously understood, but I hadn't physically done it a lot.
Right.
And so I definitely learned a lot as a player in terms of like all the match concepts and the different types of quarters concepts and different ways we can combine and be able to take away offense's weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've learned a ton. And I think it's something that he does a really good job of with game planning, is being able to identify who the biggest threats are on the other team and be able to find ways, especially in the passing game, to be able to, at least game plan wise, to be able to negate or to be able to nullify them as much as possible. That's kind of something that we've been able to do when we play against the Chiefs and stuff too. Normally be able to have certain coverages that we are supposed to double Kelsey, or be able to have a certain spy on Mahomes to be able to try to, you know, he's going to make plays, but be able to at least mitigate the amount of times that he got out of the pocket, the amount of times that Travis Kelsey can just, you know, do scramble drill and make a play.
Right.
So that's just a very specific example, but I think he does a really good job of being able to curate the game plan specifically who we're playing, identify their strengths, and be able to great, like, good coverage concepts to be able to take it out of the game.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you are a upcoming free agent. What are sort of the expectations that you got for yourself here going into what I'm sure is going to be a very wild experience?
Yeah, I mean, this is my, you know, I'm just finishing up my fourth year, and I was a draft pick, so this is my first time going through free agency. So I guess my only point of reference so far is what I've been able to, you know, gather from other guys who have gone yep. through it. You know, my mindset is, you know, I'm really just trying to look for an opportunity for me to be able to, you know, show what I can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of being able to stay in Cincinnati or explore, but I'm definitely going to test free agency just because, you know, I think it's pretty clear that, like, you know, my role was pretty solidified
sure.
in Cincinnati. And I think that I have, like, a higher ceiling as a player. I've started games in this league, and I know that I can play at a high level with this league. And so the biggest thing for me is just looking at opportunities that I'm going to have. And hopefully, you know, if it's back in Cincinnati or somewhere else, it's somewhere that I'm going to get a chance to be able to get a chance to come in and compete
yeah.
for a starting spot.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, man. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out, jumping on here, the PFN Live Show on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. That is Marcus Bailey. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time.
Sir, thank you.